been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, March the 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in Charleston, South Carolina. Well, we've got a little downdraft again today. We're going through a very normal correction in the market. I find that a lot of times it happens at the end of earnings season. There's not a lot of catalyst, big stocks moving the market. And we are 3 weeks away from the end of this quarter. So we're kind of in that no man's land right now as far as the news feed goes. Right now we have the Dow down 30 points. It's at 25,777. Uh-oh, that portends that we might have an update. That's a lucky number there. We're down 0.1%. The S&P 500 is at 2784. It's down 6 points. It's down 0.2%. It's being dragged down a lot by General Electric, GE, which is getting hammered again. The NASDAQ down 13 points. That works out to 0.2%. 75.63 on the NASDAQ. The Russell 2000 down 0.25%. The small cap index of U.S. stocks. Crude oil down 46 cents. That's also probably weighing on the market. $56.10 on crude oil. Gold's up $2 per ounce to 1286. Silver's up 3 cents to 1514. The 10-year yield is down a little bit, but we're at 2.72. We've come up from 2.65. Interest rates have moved a little bit higher over the last week, and the VIX is up 2% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, now headquartered in Charleston, South Carolina, where there's a better tax picture in South Carolina. I met with my CPA yesterday, and we went over the differences between California state tax and South Carolina state tax. We also went through the differences in property taxes between California and South Carolina. There's a wide gap between the two, and that's why moving vans continue to head east out of California to more tax-friendly states. From what I understand, on the receiving end of these California tax refugees is what I call myself. You've got Nevada without any income tax at all, folks headed there. You've got Arizona, which has a more friendly tax environment than California. Texas, obviously, on the receiving end of a lot of California tax refugees. And, of course, Florida has been on the receiving end for years of tax refugees from the Northeast, New York, Connecticut, Delaware, other high-tax states, Massachusetts, etc. And then you've got some people heading to Idaho, Utah, anywhere but California, where they have some of the highest tax rates, and they're going higher in the United States. Well, we're kind of in between earnings season right now. Earnings season pretty much in the books. As of last Friday, it was 96% of the companies in the S&P 500 had reported earnings. And now we're kind of in between. We've got 3 weeks left of this quarter. And then a few weeks after that, about 5 weeks from now, we'll start a whole new earnings season once again. I enjoy going through earnings season. You know, once in a while, you get a stock that gets murdered during earnings season. And other times, you have stocks that bolt higher, and you can have the biggest winner of the day. It's all part of being involved in the stock market. But here's what I know. I guess the anniversary is tomorrow. I thought it was yesterday. The anniversary is tomorrow or the next day. 10 years of bull market. And 666 is where the S&P got down to. We're now at 2,700. Been through many earnings seasons along the way. This correction that we had late in 2018, one of the worst corrections we've had during the entire bull market, believe it or not. It rattled a lot of nerves of people. I had a few people bail on me out of the market during that period of time. I would say one of the classic mistakes that folks make in the market is they get nervous and they sell at the bottom of a correction. And look how the market is up. The Dow is up 20% or so, 19 to 20% since that correction. It has not regained all of what it lost, but it's moving in the right direction. I heard a Merrill Lynch, one of their top analysts today, and I got to say, I'm totally simpatico with him on earnings estimates for this year and target price for this year. And earnings estimates for next year and target price for next year. Totally simpatico with his line of thinking right now. The OECD. Now, who are they? I don't know who the OECD is. But they're cutting global growth forecast to 3.3%. Well, that's not recession, is it? That's still growth. 3.3%. 3% overall global in 2019. It used to be 3.5%, and before that it was 3.7%. I think the slowdown in China and the tariffs on China are the biggest factor there, and the slowdown in Europe. But we're still looking for growth, okay? That's the bottom line. We're not looking for recession yet. Man, I sent out a lot of tweets yesterday on the Chinese stocks, the China market. Tencent, in particular, had a huge day yesterday. Just a massive breakout. You know, as we started the year, China was probably the cheapest market in the world, trading at very low P.E. ratio, around 10. Of course, the U.S. P.E. ratio is more around 17. And some of these great big Chinese stocks and even some of the smaller ones are rolling right now. Boy, get that newsletter. Well, that was 2 weeks ago and I wrote about the red hot red stocks from communist China that are rolling right now. Several more moving today. Tencent was the big one yesterday. I pointed that out to folks. Tencent is a $441 billion company that broke out on huge volume yesterday. Been growing their earnings by 35%. They've had some issues with censorship in China, censoring of their games by the Chinese government. They'd never do that, would they? Censor? Oh, no. Well, Tencent has now started requiring parental permission for minors to play online games. And that seems to appease the Chinese regulators. And that's probably one of the reasons, besides the entire Chinese market breaking out on hopes of a pending looming deal with the U.S. There's another one on the move today. Yesterday it was C-Trip. Today it's China Automotive Systems, C-A-A-S. Well, it's up 10% now. It was up 25%. They landed a contract with Great Wall Motor Company. That's a big electric vehicle company. Trades on the pink sheets in China. China Automotive Systems, CAAS. It's a tiny little microcap, but they get a deal with Great Wall. Great Wall Electric Vehicle Company of China. And that stock up almost 9% today. We had NetEase. That's another big Chinese conglomerate there. NetEase is a $30 billion company. It had a big day yesterday. It's starting to move. NetEase goes ex-dividend tomorrow. Hey, get a dividend there. I don't know if they pay it in yuan or in greenbacks, but NetEase is on the move. We got a jobs report this morning. ADP jobs in line 183,000, according to ADP. The trade deficit widens. Well, you know, what we're doing is not lowering the trade deficit, is it? The trade deficit widens to almost $60 billion. Now, I live in a port city where trade goes on every single day, and they are increasing their capacity here in Charleston to handle those big ships, more of them coming from China and other parts of the world, but mostly from China. Man, I see the stuff coming into the harbor here and being unloaded and put on trucks, headed for Walmarts all across America. And I don't see a whole lot leaving the port. And therefore, we have a $60 billion trade deficit in December with other countries around the world. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, not only do we have a big trade deficit, here's what left the port. $205 billion left the port. $265 billion entered the port. Okay, that's a difference of $60 billion. So the ships are coming in full and they're leaving maybe three-fourths full. Of course, President Trump, that really bothers him. And he's trying to narrow that. Now, here's another deficit that needs to be narrowed. Does anybody ever talk about this one? The U.S. government shortfall for the first months of the fiscal year. I think the government fiscal year is October 30th, okay? So that's why there's already been 4 months. It widened to $310 billion. Okay, so you can triple that, all right, if you're going to prorate it and everything. 4 months multiplied by three, $930 billion. We spend almost $1 trillion more than we take in every year. We take in roughly $3 trillion or $3.5 trillion, and we spend $4.5 trillion. Sounds like a good deal, huh? I wish I could do that as a business and as a family, but I don't have a money printing machine in the basement. I'd be in prison if I did. Nor do I have China and Japan willing to lend me anything I want. Receipts of $1.1 trillion for the 4 months were down. Okay, we're taking in a little bit less year over year. Well, there was the tax cut in there. We took in $1.13 trillion a year ago for the first 4 months. This time, $1.11 trillion. Okay, we're down a little bit in income and intake through taxes, while outlays increased from $1.31 to $1.42. All right, so the deficit widened under President Trump during the first 4 months of 2019. And 2019 fiscal year. Doesn't seem to be much hope there. And of course, the debt limit now, $22 trillion, that needs to be expanded. And of course, you know, now they want to go to free Medicare for all, free this, free that, free school, free cinnamon rolls. What else can we give out in order to get votes? It's unsustainable. GE price target of $6 is generous, says J.P. Morgan Stephen Tusa. Oh, he's been a real critic of GE for quite some time. The stock got up recently as high as 12, right? What did it hit about a week ago? It hit, $12, $11.75. And now all of a sudden it's taking another hit. He says it's worth $6. It's currently at $9.49. I wouldn't touch GE with your money. Mortgage applications decline after an uptick in interest rates. Well, we've had a little bit of an uptick in interest rates. Not much. 4.65 to 4.67. We've got 4.67 now, 30-year mortgage rate. And as I said, I heard an analyst, one of their top market analysts, talking about their EPS target prices for the S&P 500. Now remember, to me, the most important indicator of all as to when this bull market eventually comes to an end is when earnings estimates finally start to recede from the high water mark. Not not actual, the earnings expectations. And even during the downdraft of 2018, you know, everybody lowered their estimates for this year. Everybody lowered their estimates for this year. And even if I painted in the most gloomy scenario out there, my estimates for this year were still higher than last year. Because if they would have went lower than last year, that would have been a major, major warning that a recession and a bear market were looming. Now, Merrill Lynch is more bullish than I am this year. And I think a lot of us, including me, probably have overcorrected to the downside. We did that during the dark days of December. And I think, if anything, my numbers are a little bit too low right now for this year and next year. But given that, that's good. There's room for upside to earnings estimates for this year and next year. They're pretty flat for this year, but they are higher than last year. And I think we're all probably just a little bit too low right now. Merrill Lynch, on the other hand, they're at $170 for this year, 2019. Last year came in at 164, was it, or 161? $161. And they have an even loftier price target for 2020. Merck prices a $5 billion debt offering. I included this. If you want to buy a bond and hold it for the next 30 years from Merck, they'll pay you 4% per year. The problem is, if you've got to sell it 5 years from now and interest rates are considerably higher than where they are now, you'd be selling it at a big discount to what you paid for it, and you may even lose your 4% per year that you've been getting. But if you're going to hold it, let's say you got a grandkid, okay? Well, he's 2 years old. By the time he's 32, whatever you put in, it will double every 18 years at 14. So it'll double twice, okay? You put $10,000 into a grandkid's account, let it sit there for 30 years, and if Merck's still around 30 years from now, which is questionable, with all of the, you know, wanting to put the government in charge of everything, including drugs and healthcare and whatnot. But if Merck's still around, you'll double your money twice. Okay, junk bonds returns suffer as supply rises. You know what? A lot of these companies are, while interest rates are low, they are floating and floating more and more bonds. And a lot of these are low quality bonds, but right now the getting is good. There's continues to be a huge appetite for these bonds, but there's going to be a lot of trouble. There's a lot of bonds that are questionable out there in that junk bond market. U.S. junk bond returns have now turned negative across the risk spectrum yesterday for the first time in almost 4 weeks. Well, now they want to limit pay. They want to tell you how much you can make. If you're a Wall Street exec or a banking exec, banking regulators are starting to talk. Now, let's not forget that our friend from Inglewood is in charge of the Senate Finance Committee, or the House Financial Committee, and she's looking at limiting, telling a Wall Street banker how much he can make. Banking regulators are talking about reviving a proposal that would require big banks to defer executive compensation and claw back more of their bonuses at firms that incur big losses. Some banking executives are open to the idea, but most of them aren't. Maxine Waters is the one I was trying to think of. She is now in charge of Wall Street when it comes to the Congress. A lot of companies in the news today. Some big breakthroughs in the biotech world. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're getting a pullback. We're down 95 now on the Dow, down over 30 points, 50 points now on the NASDAQ. You know, I don't see anything unusual about the sell-off. We have been on a run since the day after Christmas up until about 3 or 4 days ago, where you never had a pullback of more than 1%. And I think we're a little bit overdue. We're in a quiet period in the market. And we are still waiting for a deal to be made between China and the U.S., kind of a sell the news or buy the rumor, sell the news type of situation. But we look ahead to earnings for this year for the S&P 500, next year for the S&P 500. In my book, that is the strongest indicator of all for the future of this bull market, which will turn 10 years old here this week. Tilray up 5%. Let's see how Tilray is hanging in there. One of those major cannabis stocks. It's been flat for months now. It was a stock that went from 12 to 300 and back to 76 is where it's at right now. I get asked all the time, what about the cannabis stocks? Show me the earnings. I haven't seen any earnings yet. One hot little biotech in the news, Ascendis. Wow. It is appropriately named. Ascend is the symbol, A-S-N-D. As a Danish biopharmaceutical company, they are working on pediatric hormone deficiency, and they have a drug that is addressing this. They are seeing favorable top line results from its phase 3 trial of height, HEIGHT, comparing the efficacy of its once weekly TransCon growth hormone regimen to a daily growth hormone regimen in pediatric growth hormone deficiency. And the stock is standing pretty tall here. It went up 53% or 62% 4 days ago, and it's up there at $119 per share. It was 66 just 4 days ago. And, you know, as they usually do, they get a big pop in the stock and they announce a secondary offering, and that's what they're doing at $120 per share. But that's definitely one of the hottest biotechs in the market right now. I've seen some good action in Planet Fitness recently. That is one that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. That's my most aggressive portfolio of all. In that portfolio, I usually own 20 to 30 stocks, more towards the 30 area. Equally weighted when I'm fully invested. I do have a fully invested version of that portfolio, which acts like an ETF. And I have the one that I actively manage and prune and trim along the way. The other one is more of a buy and hold. The ultra growth portfolio, one of the stocks in that portfolio, Planet Fitness, which continues to be a very fast growing company. They've been growing their earnings by 35% per year over the last 5 years. They just reported a pretty good quarter. They're up to 1,518 fitness centers with 10.6 million members. Only a million probably go every day to work out. A lot of members are members in name only, minos, right? Members in name only. They never see them, but they signed up on January the 3rd of the year and never went back to the gym. Anyways, Planet Fitness is signing a deal with Kohl's. Now, that seems weird. That's a weird partnership. I mean, why not do a with Shake Shack or Fat Burger or something like that? Planet Fitness and Kohl's announce a new strategic collaboration. The companies plan to initially open up to 10 Planet Fitness stores this year adjacent to Kohl's stores in the U.S. Now, I don't see the link there, But Kohl's wants all that traffic, I guess, people going to the gym, and Planet Fitness wants all the traffic of people going into Kohl's. And don't forget, Kohl's has also formed a partnership with Amazon. So Kohl's is very forward-thinking, but I'm just not a fan of bricks-and-mortar retail stores right now. Planet Fitness, good chart, very good chart on Planet Fitness, PLNT, which is now a market cap of $6.2 billion. Came public at about $15 a share in 2015. It's a quadruple from there, 63, and I hope it continues. Analyst raised Salesforce targets after earnings. I featured Salesforce during my show yesterday. I own Salesforce. They reported earnings. It had a couple of down days. It's kind of led the NASDAQ lower here over the last few days. It's rebounding today. It's up $1.22. It's up 0.8%. I continue to like Salesforce, which is CRM. That's what they do for a living. They make CRM software, subscription software. That's customer relationship management. Bernstein goes to an outperform rating on Salesforce, and they raise their target price to 160. Well, that's not so good. The stock's 158 today. What does that help me, Bernstein? Well, you know what? I look further down the road. I look 5 years down the road. And I see upside. UBS ups their price target to 190. I'll take that. All right, that sounds better to me. By the way, I forgot to mention that the 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. And on Wednesday, April 3rd, I'll be teaching a workshop at 6:30 p.m. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. And, of course, I will be available to meet with you, my team, on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and a little bit on Friday, April the 5th. I only have about 20 slots available. They're selling out quickly, so book your reservations early for that. And you also need a reservation to get into the workshop on Wednesday, April the 3rd. The workshop will be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30, goes till 8 p.m. I'll be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. Again, you'll need a reservation. Now, if you'd like to make an appointment to meet with me, look over your portfolio. I've looked at a lot of portfolios in my life, believe me. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, let's see. Featured stock of the day. Well, let me mention a couple others here in the news. NIO. I got to mention NIO. NIO's been on a big run. NIO is the electric car maker from China that recently went public. I'm not a big fan of electric car makers at this point in the game. This stock was overheated. It's down 17.9% today after they reported kind of weak demand for their electric cars. All right, let's see. Before we get to the featured stock, I was going to mention it's pretty much a retail day. Today in the news is Urban Outfitters, Chico's, which is also the white and black market, is it? Black market? Avav, A-V-A-V, is not a retail stock, but they're a company out of Southern California that's building electric charging stations across America. That's a booming business. The stock is booming today. Aero Environment, which is AVAV, not only do they make drones, but they also are involved in the electric vehicle charging business. You see, there's still not a nationwide network of areas to pull over, charge the car, gas stations, in other words, that sell beef jerky and other good things, Diet Mountain Dew. But AVAV is heavily involved in building these electronic charging stations. Abercrombie & Fitch in the news. Ross Stores, which has been a great stock over the years. And also Dollar Tree in the news. I'll say a couple things about Ross Stores and Dollar Tree. They are good late inning stocks. If you believe we're in the late innings of a economic expansion, these are good stocks. Dollar Tree, Ross Stores, TJ Maxx, AutoZone. They like the late innings. They're not the go-go stocks that like the early innings of an economic expansion. We'll come back with our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunners. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, with all these stocks in the news, you've got Dollar Tree, which beats by a penny, beats on revenue. It's not the growth stock that it once was, but it's still a very good late economic cycle stock. It's still growing by, over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings by 15% per year. You know, that whole 99-cent only dollar concept really swept America. Dollar generals are everywhere. You look, because once you get drive across America, you see a lot of Dollar Generals and a lot of Dollar Trees. Ross Stores, probably one of the most well-run retail stocks of all time. I featured that one in my book back in 2012, and Dollar Tree. They're not the growth engines that they once were. Ross Stores over the last 5 years, however, 16% a year for the last 5 years. Still a great stock is Ross Stores. Abercrombie and Fitch, I don't know, that teen retail segment, I wouldn't be real excited there, but it is having a good day. They beat earnings, they beat on revenue, stock popping today. Chico's, to me, looks terminal. I don't know if they're going to survive. That is Chico's, which at one time I remember being a very hot franchise. They also own the Black Room and White Market. It's one of my wife's favorite places to shop. But the online is just killing them. Their earnings over the last 5 years, negative 4% per year. Negative 4% per year. And the stock is down to $5.46. I think it's terminal. I don't think they're going to make it. That's my opinion. Well, let's feature then something totally in a different industry. There were two companies called Quintiles Transnational and IMS Holding that got together, and now they're called IQVIA. I don't know if that's ICVIA or IQVIA, but it's a large medical company headquartered in Danbury, Connecticut. They are a $28 billion company. I kind of like them because they are kind of a picks and shovel company to the biotech industry. They provide biopharmaceutical development services, commercial outsourcing services to the healthcare industry. The stock's been hitting new highs recently. They've been growing by 21% per year over the last 5 years. And as I look at the stock today, it is, I have a $250 target price 5 years down the road. IQV on the New York Stock Exchange is the symbol. Mutual funds and big institutions own about 50% of the stock. It's trading at $140 today. I have a $250 target price. And the performance has been very solid. They've put up a lot of alpha. Over the last 3 years, they've basically tripled the returns of the market, 21% market 7%, with obviously no guarantees going forward. No dividend yield here. It's strictly a growth stock. It's a large cap, mid cap area type of growth stock. Over the last 3 years, 30% per year returns, the market 11. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 41%, while the market's down 6. Overall, out of 5,070 in my database, I've been adding some stocks here recently. Every day I'm adding about 4 or 5 that have come public recently. Out of 5,070 in my www.beststocksnowapp.com in the database there, you can see about 500 or 600 stocks for free, and then after that you have to subscribe to get access to all 5,070 IQVIA or IQVIA. I'm not quite sure how it's pronounced. It's ranked number 14 out of 5,070. My last comment on it, if you scroll down in the app there or the web page, you'll see Bill's comments back on February 14th of this year. Well, that was Valentine's Day. I said an excellent EPS report on IQV. Nice large cap growth story. Number 68 rank overall. You see, there's a good reason to follow me on stocktwits.com. Those tweets also go out on Twitter. I have over 55,000 followers on stocktwits.com. And I sent out that tweet on Valentine's Day about IQV. And now I'm featuring it as my featured stock of the day here on my radio show. Not a recommendation. I would call this a moderate risk profile. It is a pure growth stock. There's no dividend yield involved, but they've put up some pretty good numbers here over the years. Okay, if you'd like to talk to me, if you own GE, if you own Campbell's Soup, and I'm not talking about in your pantry, I'm talking about in your portfolio. Oh, I've always got some bean with bacon way in the back there, or some chunky something or other. But I wouldn't own the stock, and I wouldn't own a lot of these other duds of yesteryear, the IBMs of the world. It's a whole new world out there, if you haven't noticed, and it's changing rapidly. There's drug companies, there's technology, there's new inventions, there's companies, there's social media, there's internet. These are the leadership stocks of today. And if you're looking for growth or even growth in income, don't you have to own growth stocks? Don't you have to own companies that are still growing? Absolutely. And if you got a big chunk of bond funds in your portfolio in a rising interest rate environment, if you look at your portfolio and you see things like high yield bonds, income, current income, intermediate term bond funds, etc., you got a lot of debt. You own a lot of debt, and I really don't want to own debt right now in this environment. I still believe that equities, ownership, as opposed to lending people money, is the best way to go in this current environment that exists today. If you'd like to talk to me about a possible remodel of your kitchen, of your pantry, of your portfolio, or if you'd like to sign up to meet with us in Dallas, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Check out my latest newsletter, and have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.